We are picking a scent a day from a relatively curated box of samples and decants. And today's is Veronique Gabay's Eau de Jour, which is, from what I can tell, a floral, a woody floral, but this is pretty. I didn't do it right on skin because I've been burned, but this is from one of my favorite fragrance friends who possibly is a dog, unclear, is Buckley Earl Newman, who has been so generous with me. This is pretty. Has turned me on to Veronique Gabay, which is dangerous because she is not what I would call an affordable fragrance. But this is pretty. The notes on this, I'm getting a lot of lavender right now. I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't lavender. The notes on this are neroli, lavender, cardamom. Sorry, neroli, lavender, cardamom, alabanum. It's really pretty. It's like a very fresh, bright. I can't pick out the neroli as clearly. That normally overwhelms me in a good way because I love neroli, but the neroli and lavender are blending really nicely. I'm gonna report back with the dry down, but I like this a lot. Oh, I'm showing you this. It's been 5-ish hours and it's still faint, but there's no more projection on this. It dried down to like a woody neroli. I'm not getting the lavender as much anymore. I really like it. I think it's pretty unique. It got like a little musky, a little woody. It's really pretty. The vibe of it is meant to be like a warm Mediterranean breeze. I could see that. I could see that. I don't know if I totally get that. I think the lavender really softens it in a way. And maybe, I mean, I've never been to the Mediterranean, so I don't know what a Mediterranean breeze smells like, but it's not what it comes to mind. I really like it. I actually think that I would like this better as a candle than a perfume. And that doesn't mean that it smells like home scenty or candly. I just don't know if this is my personal vibe, but it is very pretty.